Howdy, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of March 25th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. Well, the recent snowfall was good for one thing, I guess. I went hiking with my son and grandson the other day, and when the little guy got tired after a couple miles, we were able to pop him in a sled and drag him along behind. But other than that, I don't really see the use for it. There'll be one more cold night tonight, that's Thursday night. Then it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s for the next week. We may hit 50s by the time I talk with you again. This week, DNR Fisheries biologist Max Walter talks about the April 6th Hayward Fish Expo at Flat Creek Lodge. Max says, the Wild Rivers chapter of Trout Unlimited is hosting the Hayward Fish Expo April 6th from noon to 5 at Flat Creek Hotel in Hayward. This is a family-friendly event with lots to offer for even the youngest anglers. The expo will include exhibits, demonstrations, kids' events, a bucket raffle, and a live auction for fishing tackle and other items. Over the years, the event has taken a few different forms and been held at a few different places, but the theme of conservation and promoting fishing in the area has remained constant. You will find many knowledgeable people who are ready to share fishing stories, tips, and spots to try for various species in addition to trout. The DNR Fisheries will have a table at the event and staff will answer questions and provide fishing recommendations. This is a great event for anyone who's getting excited about the upcoming open water season. Cool. Thanks, Max. All remaining bonus spring turkey authorizations are now on sale. Bonus authorizations remain available for zones 1 through 5 on a first-come, first-served basis. Check bonus permit availability on the DNR website to see permit numbers and zones currently available. Cost is $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. You must have or purchase a spring turkey license and stamp when you're purchasing your bonus permit. Sales will continue at one per person per day until they're sold out or the season ends. For more information, go to the DNR's website and search turkey hunting. The 2024 DNR annual spring hearing in-person session for Sawyer County will be at Winter High School on Monday, April 8th, starting at 6 p.m. For those unable to attend this meeting, an online opportunity to provide input starts at noon, April 10th, and runs through noon, April 13th. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the DNR encourage everyone to attend the meeting and join the discussions if possible. They also strongly urge the public to provide input through the online tool as it efficiently uses limited funding to gather feedback and compile results. Input gathered both at the in-person meeting and online input carry equal weight. For more information, go to the DNR's website and search spring hearings. Oh, ATV, UTV stuff. According to the Sawyer County Snowmobile Alliance report, all county land ATV, UTV trails are now closed, as are trails in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. You may ride on roads in the CNNF, but not on any trails. County and town roads that are marked legal for ATV, UTV riding are open. Each township has its own set of ordinances on open town roads. So if you're uncertain, be sure to check with the township. Tuscobia Trail 10, is open to ride, except for Trail 11, which is also known as the 9-Mile Loop. National Forest Trails will be open May 1st. County Trails will be open May 15th, but those dates might change with the early spring, so check back for updates. If you have specific questions about trail openings and closures, you can always contact Kathy LaRue. She is our Sawyer County Trail Coordinator. Her email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at SawyerCountyTrails.com. If you must call her by phone, it's 715-558-8966. Well, a temporary return to winter has mostly stifled fishing interest. Few anglers are active, but it's a good time to check your gear, get everything ready for the big fishing opener coming up May 4th. Inspect your boat, motor, trailer, batteries, accessories, everything now. Check the regulations for updates. Remember that Wisconsin's boat registration period is 3 years long. It starts April 1st of the year that the DNR issues or renews your registration, and it expires March 31st of the third year after issuance or renewal. So that means that probably about a third of you out there, your boat registration expires this year, this March 31st. You can get more information on that by going to the DNR's website and checking boat registration. DNR fish survey teams will be on the water soon performing fishery surveys. The DNR asks anglers and boaters who might be near a survey crew to keep a safe distance from buoys that the crews set to mark their nets. Do not approach a boat that is electrofishing. Stay a safe distance away or on shore. Engaging with survey crews at a boat ramp or on the water during the day is generally okay, and when they can, they're happy to answer questions and show you what they're catching. Early catch and release season for inland trout continues until May 3rd on select waters. Anglers must use artificial lures only, immediately release any trout they catch, and practice responsible catch and release. The Brule River opens March 30th for fishing downstream from Highway 2. You can find trout regulations on the DNR's website, including legal fishing hours. All right, well, here are some dates you and I should keep in mind. Tomorrow's Good Friday, March 29th. If you were planning to stop by, the visitor center in Hayward will be closed at noon tomorrow. Sunday's Easter Sunday, but Sunday is also the day that your annual hunting and fishing licenses expire. So get a new one. On April 1st, panfish limit changes take effect on moose, osprey, and island lakes. On April 10th, the application period for 2024 elk tags opens, and it runs from April 10th through May 31st. There's a $10 application fee. The spring youth turkey hunt runs April 13th and 14th. Mink and muskrat trapping in the North Zone close on April 15th. The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame will open for the season on April 15th. Find out more by calling them at 715-634-4440. Full moon coming up on April 23rd. Beaver trapping season closes in the Northwest Zone on April 30th. Otter trapping in the North Zone also closes April 30th. Got our general inland game fish season opener on May 4th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding a club meeting at 7 p.m. on May 7th. It'll be at Flat Creek Lodge. You can get more information by calling them at 715-634-4543. Treeland Resorts is hosting their annual Treeland Challenge Bass and Walleye Release Tournament, May 9th through the 11th. Call Treeland's for more information, 715-462-3874. Okay, that's it. If you want to know anything else, go to the online calendar on haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com. Or if you have a question, call us down at the office. You can talk to me or the lovely Kitty by calling 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce. Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau can be reached at 715-634-4801. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you on the lovely spring day, which will be next Thursday.